Ben Miller, a junior at Wasatch High School, is prolific when it comes to crocheting hats. I asked Ben how many hats he makes a week and when he first learned how to make them.
But between 7 and 10. I started in eighth grade.
Ben has autism. He also has a good friend in his teacher, Miss Lindsay Jacobson. She noticed Ben's creations and had an idea.
He is in my co-taught U.S. history class, so he and I kind of started working together in that class, and he's always knitting. So I said, hey, you're always knitting these hats. Can I buy one from you? And he said, sure. And I said, well, how much? And he's like, how much do you think? I said, I don't know, $10, $15. And he's like, $15. I'm like, okay. So I literally wrote him a check and took the hat. And then I went home and I thought, oh my gosh, this kid makes so many hats that we can sell them. And then I said to him the next time I saw him, I said, do you want to start a business? Do you want to start selling these hats? And he said, yes.
Miss Jacobson said that from there, the business took off.
So he gave them to me. I put them on Facebook and they were sold in hours. And he has sold, gosh, I think over 40 hats. I have given him checks for, I think, about $800. He has a waiting list of 51 people who want hats right now. People are sending in donations through Venmo for yarn for him, for just, you know, contributions for his business. It's been unbelievable.
Ben says he looks forward to expanding his business.
Yeah, I'm planning on making it a business, and it's very exciting. They like my hats. I'm very proud.
Ben also says he is grateful for Miss Jacobson's help.
She helps me. She helps me a lot.
Miss Jacobson says that she's also had a good time working with Ben on the hats.
And I think people are really drawn to the idea that a kid in the face of a disability is making something that is so, I can't think of another word, but adorable and fun to have. And I think people are just super excited to support a kid who is starting a business and it's taking off. And maybe they see how excited he is. Like I post comments that he's made. It's been really fun and people have kind of exceeded my expectations. Actually, the first time I posted a picture was with me with my hat on, the $15 hat that I bought. And I said, you know, one of my students makes these hats and I was his first customer. I wasn't trying to sell anything. And people said, I'll take one, I'll take two, I'll take five, I'll take 10.
Ben also gets help from his younger brother, Daniel. He's made a good amount of money so far.
$800. I'm saving it for a blue Chevy.
Part of his success stems from his optimistic nature.
The interesting thing about Ben, and I think I've posted this about him too, and people are really drawn to that, is the fact that he is always happy, kind to everyone, always smiling, will answer anyone's questions. People are very nice to Ben. Ben's pretty popular here. Everyone kind of knows who he is, and they'll say hi to him in the hall. And he's outgoing, he's kind, he's friendly, always. I've never seen him upset. I've never seen him down. I've never seen him, you know, shy away from a conversation with anybody. He's quite amazing.
Crocheting hats has been therapeutic for Ben.
It calms me down. It makes me happy.
Miss Jacobson also recognizes how important making hats is for Ben.
Kids in special ed have a transition plan, and it's like, what are you going to do when you graduate high school? What's your job going to be? How are you going to make money? And, you know, there's so many kids that can't get, you know, a decent paying job because of their disability. But he could potentially make this a job. I choke up. I choke up every time I talk about it because it is just the coolest thing.
Ben has one final message to his customers.
Thank you for buying my hat.
That's Ben Miller, an autistic student at Wasatch High School. The business has grown so much that Miss Jacobson has stepped aside and Ben's family has started a business. Ben's Custom Hats. You can order a hat by emailing softtouchemerald@gmail.com or find other contact info on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.